Fellow seekers of the divine, in the spiritual life, as in all teachings, analogies, comparisons are often used to help us to better understand. Of course, like all analogies and comparisons, they're only an approximation. We're meant to understand them in the spirit that they're offered, and humbly try to find the kernel of truth that they are referring to. For example, in speaking about the spiritual life as compared to the secular life, down the ages, they have said, what is bitter in the beginning becomes sweet in the end. On the other hand, what is sweet in the beginning becomes bitter in the end, suggesting to us that if we concentrate on the life of the senses, it may be sweet in the beginning, but it will be bitter in the end. Whereas if we concentrate on the higher life, it may be bitter in the beginning, but will be sweet in the end. Some people will say, I don't agree. I find my secular life perfectly satisfying. And there are some that do. But ultimately, it all has to be left behind. And frequently, things that we cherish are taken from us prematurely. On the other hand, there are those who say, I find the spiritual life very sweet, much superior to the life of the senses. I don't find any bitterness in it whatsoever. The worship, the study, the reflection, the insights are all very good, even exciting. This can be quite true, but perhaps we haven't quite understood. What we have found is something we like as well or better than other things that we used to like. But But will they last forever? Can they satisfy our soul forever? Or as the years go on, will we begin to lose interest or become somewhat jaded and disillusioned? Perhaps the problem is we haven't understood the essence of the spiritual life. Because in all spiritual teachings, it's not just about gaining one thing or another, but it is also about losing something. We must have dispassion for something. There must be renunciation. We say, perhaps, oh, I have renounced many things and I'm glad to let them go. But is that the real thing that we're meant to renounce? We all have something in common. That is the antipathy of the spiritual life. The declaration of the spiritual life is that all is one. Brahman alone is, without a second. Our situation is that we feel separate from Brahman. Not only separate, we feel that we are the center of the universe, and everything is separate from us. We are the subject, and everything else, including God, is our object. That is the fall of man. That is why we have fights and quarrels. And it is that is the essence of our problem. And it is that needs to be renounced if we are going to enter into the oneness of all things, to know that we and the Father are one. And it is letting go of that position of being center of the universe that can be very bitter in the beginning, but sweet in the end when we are rid of this unseen burden. If we flatter this center of the universe in the beginning by feeding it and building its ego, it can be very sweet. But as it brings fights and quarrels and ends up nowhere because it's built upon a false premise, it becomes bitter in the end. Therefore, the essence of the spiritual life is practice and renunciation. We practice the oneness of all things. Our heart longs for that oneness. It means we become a nothing. Die to live. Gurudev said. Jesus said, unless a seed falls into the ground and dies, it cannot bring forth fruit. Therefore, we must be prepared to let go, to become a zero. It is as if we let go all noise and find the silence. It means renunciation, becoming nothing, in order to discover everything. It is sweet in the end.